The president stated that when it comes to issues of education, the NDC is unrivaled. This is because during the first NDC government, 119 senior high schools were built, not to mention others that have already been started. President Mahama asked all well-meaning Ghanaians to keep faith with this administration because there are more developments in the pipeline.
When it comes to education, we have a comprehensive package in the manifesto. And the thing about the debate on education must include the track record of the government to deliver on education. If you take all the major achievements that have happened in recent times in education, they are credited to the NDC government. The GET Fund was created by the NDC government. All the infrastructure projects you see in this country, in secondary schools, in polytechnics, are a result of the GET Fund, which was created by the NDC government. But let me also add that of the secondary schools in this country, apart from the first wave of Ghana Education Trust schools that were built by the Nkrumah government, the next government to deliver more than 100 secondary schools during its term of office was the first NDC government. We built 119 secondary schools. We built 119 secondary schools during the first NDC administration. If we hadn't built that, almost 70% of children will have no access to secondary school. But let's leave that aside. Let's come to tertiary education. All the regional polytechnics, the program to provide every single region with a polytechnic, was brought by the NDC government. Before that, the polytechnics we had were Accra, Kumasi, and Takrady.
President Mahama also inaugurated a two-story, 300-bed capacity girls' dormitory for the Maoli School as well as Ola Girls Senior High School. All the completed projects were financed by the GET Fund.
All is set for the manifesto launch of the NDC in Kiho today for this year's elections. Streetlight poles, especially those on the principal streets, have been decorated with the party's colors, and some private and commercial vehicles are also seen flying the party's flags in the regional capital. In an interview, the Volta Regional Secretary of the party, Simon Amegashi Buglo, said the manifesto would outline the main targets of the NDC government for the 2012-2016 and strategies for achieving those targets. Our team of correspondents are in Ho to cover the event. Correspondent George Ankra earlier told us about preparations for the manifesto launch.
All is set for the launch of the NDC manifesto afternoon. Delegates and supporters, as well as sympathizers from all over the country, have assembled at the Ho Jubilee Park for the event. The event is slated at 2 p.m. and you will see the admin full of NDC paraphernalia, the flags, and particularly that of the leader and president of the Republic, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. Yesterday, there was the launch of the volunteers, what is called VOJA, Vote for John Mahama, again at 2012. Briefly, that is what is going on.
Apart from the leader being there or the president being there, what other dignitaries were you able to see around?
We have all dignitaries arriving. They are not yet assembled at the Jubilee Park, but they are going from town to town, from hamlet to hamlet, introducing themselves officially to the people and telling them what they should do on December 7th. Very soon, at 2 onwards, they will all assemble at the Jubilee Park for the launch to be done.
Yes. What is the atmosphere like?
As usual, as you know, NDC supporters are always confident of victory. And so, wherever you go, there are all smiles with the slogan, "Ego be take care," and all the others that you want to hear of. People are talking about 90% one-touch vote, and others are estimating 75%, and those are what you can hear.
Yeah, we understand the street lights and walls have been decorated with the colors of the NDC.
If you come in from Accra, we use what they call the Eastern Corridor from Dodowa Road, and you find nothing but the NDC colors all over the electric poles with John Mahama and the parliamentary aspirants all over, wherever you get to. You will see Papa Kofi Indum poster and then some of the MPP flags once a while. But the dominant picture is that of the NDC.
George Ankra.
President John Dramani Mahama has once again given the assurance that this year's elections will not be a do-or-die affair. He's called on all peace-loving people to turn a deaf ear to the war drums being beaten from certain quarters of the political divide. President Mahama was addressing a rally at Julukwita in the whole West District as part of the Vote Original Tour. He also assured the people of early completion of the Fumeho Road, which connects the Eastern Corridor Road. He said when the road is completed, it will open up the area to vibrant economic activities. Pascalina Dadevo reports that the president was received by a crowd that could be best described as exceptional.
President John Dramani Mahama began the first leg of the Volta Regional Tour on a very busy note. He addressed a large crowd of people at Joapon and made whistle stops at Fankadua, Pekia Vetine Peve, and finally Julukwita in the newly created Whole West District. Residents defied an earlier rain and long hours to wait for the arrival of the president. The Whole West District is made up of 16 paramounties who have channeled their own resources into developing the district. President Mahama commended them for their understanding of the decentralization system, outlining government plans for education. President Mahama announced that 212 new senior high schools will be built across the country. On electricity, he said one critical area outlined in the party's manifesto to be launched is the Energy for All project. This will ensure that all communities with a population of 500 are entitled to be connected to the national grid.
Since 2009, Professor John Atta-Mills was elected as president. You supported him and he set out to implement what we call the Better Ghana Agenda. The Better Ghana Agenda is a social democratic program that is to make this country a better place for every single citizen of this country, no matter your ethnic background, no matter your political orientation, no matter which part of the country you live in. And so in rolling out the Better Ghana Agenda, developmental projects have been rolled out in every single district of this country. We have built schools to eliminate schools under trees. Where there are secondary schools, we have provided additional infrastructure in order that the schools can take on more students and give them the education they need. We have increased the rural electrification coverage to 72%. And when giving our next term of office, we are going to increase that electrification coverage to 90% or more.
President Mahama said this year's elections would be the most peaceful and not a do-and-die affair. He said as the NDC looks forward to a one-touch victory, it does so with a mind of transparency and civility.
My brothers and sisters, in December we have elections. Those elections, Professor Mills promised that we are going to have peaceful elections before, during, and after December 7th. I want to repeat that pledge that the elections are going to be peaceful. There's not going to be all die be die. We are going to hold those elections in a peaceful atmosphere because God's favor is on this country, Ghana.
The aspiring member of parliament for Whole West, Emmanuel Bejra, was introduced to the people. President Mahama urged them to vote massively for him. From a point of observation, one could say the NDC is in a BKK, and one touch is probably the most popular mantra that has caught on with everyone. From the Volta region, Pascalina Dadebo reporting.
And still in the Volta region, we now have our correspondent George Ankra, who is at the Jubilee Parking Hall, to tell us what is currently transpiring as part of preparations towards the launch of the NDC 2012 manifesto. Well, George, what can you tell us?
Abraham, you should have been here at Hall to see the support the people of the Volta region are showing to President John Mahama. President Mahama is still on his tour, Working for You tour, inaugurating and commissioning facilities in Ola Secondary School, Mauko Secondary School, and it's not yet here. But all the ministers and those who matter are seated. There's brass band music. We have a lot of different traditional groups playing and dancing, and the whole atmosphere is electrified. But one important thing that people would have to know is that we caught up with one educationist, Yaodo Tamaklo, who believes that the free SHS agenda of the MPP cannot work. I just want him to tell us why he thinks so, Mr. Joe Tamaku.